So I miss how you got from Des Moines to New York, though.
Well, I met my husband. I met Harvey in Des Moines. He was going to go to New York to become a famous writer. That was his plan. And he stopped off because his brother had married a woman from Des Moines. And so he knew that family. And they had a son also, that family, that was a good friend of my husband. So he stopped off there to spend time with them. And that guy was majoring in theater. Oh, my other best friend in college, besides the black guy, was a guy who was actually gay who was majoring in theater. So I'm like, my two best friends are a gay man and a black man, which is probably odd.
In Iowa, 1954 or whatever.
At that time, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You knew you were going to marry Harvey just by sight, is that?
Well, that's it. See, this guy he was staying with had to go to a play rehearsal. And because I was friends with this one guy who was in theater, he got me to try out for a lot of plays. I even played the lead in one play, and I'm not really very good at that. But, you know, mostly I had minor parts. I would try out, and I'd have some minor part. And so this time it was Summer and Smoke, Faulkner's Summer and Smoke. I had tried out for it, and I had part of this, I had a part of some middle-aged spinster woman who would go to some literary circles and talk, etc. So I had that part, and so we had a, you know, a rehearsal over the summer. And Harvey came to it with this guy he was staying with it. His pseudonym name is Michael, but he's continued to use the name Harvey also as well. I call him Michael always. But anyway, so he came to this rehearsal. But the second he walked into the room with this guy, who I knew the guy he was with, I had this experience of, this is the person I'm going to marry. This is who I'm supposed to marry. And so I still remember that instant. I remember seeing him across the room. I remember what I was wearing. I remember what he was wearing. It's just that instant was like, ah. And so we did ultimately marry. And after we married, we moved to Chicago because he'd grown up in Chicago. So we moved to Chicago. And he had a job in a bookstore selling books for a while. And then he got a job writing for an encyclopedia. And I don't remember which one it was. And that encyclopedia ultimately was bought by an encyclopedia in New York who said that anyone who worked there that wanted to move to New York, they would pay all your expenses to move to New York. And since he had always, even when he met me, was trying to go to New York.
To be a famous writer.
To be a famous writer. So when they made that offer, he was like, oh, we're moving to New York.
So much for Chicago. Yeah. It wasn't too long after you were in New York City that you were being open in Subud.
It wasn't that long, right.
1963.
It wasn't right away, but...
How did
but
you...
At some point, I was like... I felt like my life was absolutely perfect, that I had married this man that I'd received I was supposed to marry, even though I wasn't in Subud, but it was like a receiving.
Right.
And then I had a son and a daughter, and they had both gotten old enough to be in school all day, so I could paint. All those hours were time I could work.
This is in New York.
In New York. Right. And we had rented an apartment on Riverside Drive. And they had these huge apartments, but they had broken a lot of them up and made smaller apartments. And it had really, really high ceiling rooms and lots of light. And you could look out and see the Hudson River all the time. And so that's where I did all the biggest paintings I did in my life I did there because they had high ceilings and you could do these giant canvases. I don't think I've ever lived in a place again where I had that kind of space to paint in. So it was while I was there, and it was partly because when I was still living in, way back in Des Moines, when I was still living in Des Moines as a college student, the sculptor William Zorach, I don't know if you know who he is, he'd come from Europe, and he was got to be known as a sculptor, and he did some various public art projects around the country. Anyway, so he came as a guest instructor at the Des Moines Art Institute one summer. He had somehow picked me out as being like one of the especially promising students. And so when I moved to New York, he and his wife lived in Brooklyn in a house that had once been a carriage house. And his wife was also an artist and one of the fairly early known women artists in the country, Marguerite Zorach. Anyway, so they sort of took me under their wing and they'd invite me over periodically. And so he nominated me really for this award of the most promising younger American painter who's not yet received due recognition. It's a very long title.
It's a little bit like the downbeat artists deserving wider recognition kind of a thing. The downbeat, the jazz magazine.
Right. Academy. It was called the Rosenthal Award. And they gave two of them, one to an artist and one to a writer. Mm-hmm. So the other guy who won it was a black writer. I looked him up recently, and he has continued to publish books, apparently. I don't remember his name now, but...